In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
I love that. And it's actually the perfect way to start this sermon. It has become a custom of mine for the last several years to actually, especially whenever I get the chance, watch the History Channel around this time. Or as anybody that has even a modicum of theological understanding calls it, the Heresy Channel. They had some really good ones on today. But this story of Mary Magdalene is such a powerful one, and it is often used to sit there and say, there can be no way that Christ rose from the dead. She didn't even know who he was. She didn't even recognize him. This was supposedly a woman that followed him around for months. Couldn't recognize him. So how's that supposed to work? You would be amazed at how many times I've had this exact question since I've been back in Chesterton. It's ridiculous. You want to know how that works? Here's how that works. Have you ever been bereaved or grief-stricken? You don't have to answer because I know you have. We talked about this on Good Friday. The sheer desolation that they faced. The soul-crushing lostness that they faced. Now they've gone forward and they've seen that the tomb is empty. They don't know what to think. The first thing that they think is that the body has been stolen. Another heresy that's actually around even today. But stop and think about the state of mind of these people. You've got two angels in a tomb. Angels are scary in general. You've got people that are emotionally drained and just freaked out. You've got a woman who is sitting there and has been crying. Her eyes have got to be swollen at this point. They have, you know, she's looking through a tear-stained window. It's not surprising that she can't recognize Christ. But what else? What is the most important thing? What is the most important word in this gospel? It's the word Mary. Why? Why is that the most important word? Because it was that instant, nothing more than his voice, a single word, and she knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, she knew this was the man that she had followed for so long. This was the man whose feet she sat at and learned. It wasn't about sight. It wasn't about image. It wasn't about anything other than a beloved calling the beloved. That, my friends, is Easter. That is the time. This is the night that we celebrate being called to exactly as Mary was. And in that moment, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we serve a risen and true Lord, which in turn makes us hope everything, believe everything, bear everything, be everything. It is the very core of being Christian. And it is why the Easter Vigil is so important. It's not just the new fire. It's not just the lighting of a candle. It is a celebration of the light to the world. I've said it before. The Diocese of Northern Indiana has a phrase in Greek around the lighthouse. Tophos ton anthropon. The light to mankind. That's what that means in Greek. The light to mankind. Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
A little slow, guys.